No, honestly, I think that what I'm about to say is one of the most, two levels of one of the most important things in leadership that is, really. So first off, I know, that's a famous Mashkiach trick. You call me. This time, my husband will accompany me. Because I gave three sons to him. Al Kane Karishmo Levi. So it's not Rabbi Yaakov coming out, says a Givaldi Yadiyak over here. Who's? Not a deal. Interesting thing. Lachari always learn, and I checked Art Scroll, that's how I learned also. Sorry. Vatomer, and she said, Leah said, Ata Pam, you love it, Ishi Eli, you love the Lo Shloshabonim. I gave three sons to him. End quote. Al Kane, therefore, his name is Levi, which means that Leah was certainly saying the right reason for Levi's name. I gave him three sons. Now he will be Yilav Eli. He'll accompany me because I gave him three sons. End quote. Al Kane, therefore. Huh? So Rabbi Yaakov wants to claim, I don't know what his raya is. I think there is a raya in Chazal. I'll tell you in a second. But he says, Ata pam Yilav Ishi Eli, ki Yilav Hil Shloshu Banim. And Leah continues to speak and says, Al Kane Karishmo Levi. That's why he's called Levi. In other words, it's not that Leah was talking about a reality which he hoped, and now Yaakov called the name, Al Kane. Yaakov called the name Levi, and Leah was saying her pshat in the name. Oh, I gave, now he will be, why is he called Levi? Because he, I gave him three sons, and now he'll be accompanying me, and that's why he called him Levi. That's all, it's all Leah speaking. Now, what's the difference in if you say it like this or like that? It sounds very interesting, Pshat and Pasuk. The Pasuk is not like that, I think. The difference is because you could say the Leah didn't hit the whole name. And that's what Rabbi Yaakov wants to say. That wasn't really the Pshat in Shem Levi. What is the real Pshat in Shem Levi? Are we together? Reuben, you hear it? The real Pshat in Shem Levi is like this. Levi's Mitzias is a Mitzias of an accompanier, of a helper. Levi's whole mahus is to help someone else. Who? The Kohanim. Kohanim are the ones who are doing the Ikar Avoda, and the Levi helps him. Yeah, that's really why it was called Levi. Yaakov, by the way, the only son, as pointed out, is interesting, the only son who was called by Yaakov was Levi. The other ones were all called by the Imo, by Rachel or Leah, which is really fascinating. I don't know why did they get all the names and not Yaakov. But anyway, the only name that Yaakov felt he had to say was this one. And Levi's mahus is to company kahuna. And Rabbi Yaakov explains some things beautifully al pizeh. There's a pasuk that says halavim, a pasuk in Ezra. The beginning of it says halavim, hashorim, v'mishorim. Right? So we all know that the tachlisim of Levi were shorim, taking care of the doors, and mishorim, the singers. So why does it say halavim, hamishorim, hashorim? Why three categories? It's, right, so maybe you breathe a colon, halavim, ha, but it doesn't sound like that. Halavim, hashorim, hamishorim. So he wants to say that Halavim, really, no, generally Levi was all about helping, but there was Levim, with their specific avodah that was specifically to help the Kohanim. A Kohen was shechting, he needed a hand. Who gives him a hand? At Shashchita, the Levim. And those Levim got the name, you know, even were more the name Levi. So Levi really didn't have two Tachlesiot, as is famously said. It really had three. Halavim as a helper to the Kohen. The Levim as the Shorim, Levim as the Shorim. And he explains something else. What happens to a coin? Everyone understands? Interesting. What happens to a Baal Mum, a coin Baal Mum? What does he do? Everybody's wondering what this has to do with leadership. Huh? But what do you do with a coin Baal Mum? What does he do? Coin Baal Mum. What's he supposed to do? He's Pasul Avodah. You know what he does? He helps the other Kohanim, right? And that's why there's a Pasul Devar Yom, which is Kohanim Halavim. What's Kohanim Halavim? It's the Kohen which takes on the Levi work. So it's the Kohen which acts like a Levi. It's called Kohanim Levim. Neat. I think also, you know, deeper, we know, you know, Kohen is Chesed and Levi is Din. It works with that also, because Chesed is the Ikar on Haga and Din is there to help it. And like you see, the Chesed is Yamin and Din is the small. Obviously the right hand, it's no offense to lefties, you know. But generally, you know, the Ikar is the Yad, the Yamin. Right, most people are righties, because the Yadim and the left is there to help it. Right, so the Din is there to help the Ikar HaNaga called Chesed, so it reflects there also. Now, why do I say this is such an Why is this such an important thing in leadership? Because you see there's a whole shevet, a hush of a shevet, that their whole mahus is to be helpers, right? So I want to say like this, one of the greatest downfalls in leadership is that everybody thinks they have to be Mr. Number One, yeah? And shuls, organizations, kirv organizations, yeshivas are destroyed by this thing, because everybody's saying, I have to be the Iker Man, I can't be number two, you know, I have to be the number one. And that is the destruction of leadership, because a lot of times, for many good reasons, a person is in a position where he's not number one, either because he's not built for it, or because of this, or because of that, or because of a million reasons, good, bad, ugly, doesn't make a difference why you're number two or three or four. You're in a role now, which is maybe different than the role you think is best for you, but that's where your role is. I'll be Ashkach, I'll be this, I'll be that. So why are you Mekalkil? That you're better than Levi? Levi's home mahus was there to help the kahuna. Why do I have to help the kahuna? I want to be the kohen. I want to do the avodah. That's ridiculous, right? You're Levi. No one thinks that. I tell Levi, be a shor, help them. Lama, why do you have to be the kohen? No, because I want to be the kohen. Kohen probably is more spotlighty. You can become the kohen gadol, right? I'm just going to be a Levi and work my whole life in the base of Mikdash. Yeah, you work your whole life in the base of Mikdash. That's it. The kohen's getting the spotlight. Yeah, the kohen's getting the spotlight. Maybe you're even better. You're faster. You can shecht. You know, you guys know what kind of avodah was sometimes of Korban Pesach. There was hundreds of thousands of Korban Pesach that needed to be done. Yeah, and the kohenim had to work with Rizus Atzuma. They say, I'm better. I'm faster. I do the Kabbalah Saddam with speed, alacrity, that no kohen can touch me. I was built to be a kohen. So I'll be the kohen. I'm built. So because his father gave him the yeshiva. So yeah, that's the matzah. So what, ma, it's all your nigi is. It's all, so what? So what that you're built better to be a kohen than he is? You're not a kohen. He's not. Yeah. And many, I'm telling you, many, many organizations, you're going to go to campus and you'll be part of a kfutza, you'll be part of a group. And you think you have more talent than the person who's raising the money, who's this, and you should be number one, right? Or stam gaiva ego gets in your way. Yeah, and that pushes, but that's nothing. That's not good. Now, a person can decide sometimes, you know, here, I'm not being used or utilized the best way. It's better to work somewhere else. That's something else. That's an even-minded, correct, balanced decision. I shouldn't talk to be a Levi, and it's a waste of me to be a Levi. It could be, but don't go mekalkel something else because of that. Don't ruin. Don't mess up. Don't let your negias get to you. Now, Rabbi say, just to be marach of a dibur a little bit, is that this is what we see, Lamaisa, everybody knows that I spoke Parsha Shlach, but you see in Jewish history, this happened to Anashim Achi Gedolim, the Meraglim were the greatest people. Yeshua, I think, was listed number five. Yeshua was listed five. And Yeshua was listed fifth. And Orach Chaim HaKadosh says it was listed in levels of godless. What was the Seder there? It wasn't Lefi Seder, Shvatim was Seder, Gedolim, it wasn't Seder of age. What Seder was it? So the Orach Chaim says Seder of Gedula. It means Yeshua was there are four people greater than the Ormat Kalkel. And the Mesil Sharm brings the Chazal that says, because of Kavod. What made them see things not straight? Kavod. One thing, Kavod. Yeah, what made Korach go off? Kavod. That they suddenly see, you know, if we're here in the Midbar, we know what our matzav is, we know what our position is, we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael, things could change, not going to be the same, maybe we won't be in the same position. And we'll go down, yeah. Because of that, they saw everything wrong, and they saw everything, and they brought Klal Yisrael to utter destruction. Adi Yom Hazeh, we suffer Tisha B'Av and the Shorash of everything, and of all Tisha B'Av was the Shorash of all our tzaras, and the Shorash of all our tzaras was their Aveira. So their Kavod destroyed Jewish people forever, right? And that's the same code. You know, all the machlokes in the go on everybody. Everybody's l'shem shemayim, but somebody's wrong. No, everybody's l'shem shemayim. Everybody and every machlok is l'shem shemayim. You don't know, Baruch Hashem, you guys aren't Israeli, so you don't even have to feel it as much. Do you know what's going on in the Israeli world today, Israeli yeshiva world? And I'm not saying any of the big people are wrong, but it's, you know, the smaller people that are things going on. It's I have an aura. Destruction, yeah? Stuff. I'm not talking about any place specific, but there's terrible things that are going on, Rabbi Osei, yeah? And it means if we don't learn how to get our negias, that's what I want to speak with. Negias, you have to know that word. Most important word in leadership is negias. If a person doesn't recognize I have negias, and that my negias can move me, and I'm aware of them, and watching them, and being careful of them, and when I find one, I eradicate it, or I pull out. Pull out sometimes. You know, you don't know, so you don't have to express an opinion. You know, you have a negia, so what? So don't talk about it. Recognizing yourself, and it's never going to come. You're not going to say, you know what? Why didn't you like the speaker? You know, I wanted to like to speak. Actually, he spoke quite well, but it bothered me that he got Shlishi in Shul and I got Revi in Shul. No one's going to say that, right? You're going to say, he didn't speak so well. Yeah, what's motoring you? What's the motor? What's the motor is that he got more cover than you, right? He got a bonus, you didn't get a bonus. That's what's motoring you. You're not going to say, how come you're, why are you speaking against the, why do you think he's not doing a good job? Well, because he got a bonus, I didn't get a bonus. If he got a bonus, I didn't get a bonus. It's a riot that he's doing a bad job and I'm getting a good job. Well, man, if he got the bonus and you didn't, why is it a proof that he's doing a bad job and you're doing a good job? You can't say that. You sound foolish. But what's motoring you is the fact that he got a bonus and you get a bonus, and therefore you start to see him differently and your whole cook is muvat. I'll give you guys a gevaldik dugma to this. We're almost finished, so we'll get to the other section of our speaking together. You know, Rav Leichter told me that Rabbeinu Shvinkel, it was Yidua that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz had total hakaras hatov to Rabbeinu Shvinkel, right? Because Rabbeinu took care of all the mamonos. So Rav Chaim, during the Shanghai, that time, had the mamonos of the Mir Yeshiva on him. And he didn't like it, and he made like almost a nether or shvu, I don't know exactly. I want to get rid of the money. One time, I think the Japanese police wanted to talk to him, and it was very, very dangerous then to speak to the Japanese police. And there's some chazal about something, the shasakani, you can make bakashas, and they'll get fulfilled. So he davened them for three things. All my sons should be talmid chachamim, which they all are. All my daughters should marry talmid chachamim, which they did. And I shouldn't have any. I shouldn't have the mamonos of the yeshiva, which he didn't. And the one who didn't have the mamonos of the yeshiva was Rabbeinish took care of the yeshiva all the time. For him, for Nachum Bertzavitz, right? Fine. Rav Leichter told me that I don't know where you heard it, you had a keshet to Rabbeinish, that everybody knows, where did the daf in the mirror come from? From Nassim Tzvi, yeah? Where did Nassim Tzvi get it from? The daf, to learn fast, learn the daf a day, learn the daf. You guys are mirrors? No mirrors here? It's the brisket call, brisk. They don't learn in the brisket. Oh, the brisket. So they used to call it the brisket call. Anyway, so in the mirror they have this thing called the daf for both sites, yeah? That they push people to learn the daf. From Nassim Tzvi, when I went to the mirror, you have to learn the daf. Officially, you always have to learn the daf until you get permission not to. You have to learn the daf. Where did he get it from? He got it from his holy shver, Rabbeinish, right? Rabbeinish held you should learn faster. And he said, when I think Reb Chaim and Reb Nachum were nifter, now we can learn the right way. Kach omar. Now it's time, you know? They're gone. Now we can learn the right way. We can get people moving a little bit. Yeah? But what's the godless? You understand? He's always supporting them in something which he didn't believe in 100%. If I have my yeshiva, I, Rabbeinu Shvinkel, will do it up. And I won't go as slow as Reb Chaim or Reb Nachum would be manning the yeshiva. Right? But when they're there and they're running the yeshiva, so I'm going to do it their way. And I'm going to support them. I supported them. That's unbelievable midas. L'sayim, where did the Kohanim L'maisa come from? From Levi. L'maisa, the Kohanim came from Levi. So the etzimahus of Levi is to be a helper. But sometimes if you're a helper, you could find yourself barosh suddenly also. Yeah? Because just like the Kohanim could be so mad from Levi. Not that you have to. I could be a Levi, I could be a Kohen. Either way is good. You could be number two, you could be number three, number four is also gevaldik. But maybe if you're knowing the right way is a Levi, one day you could find yourself to be the Kohen also. Terrible. So I think that's. But again, Ruben, I don't know you agree with me. This is from the most important things in leadership. When you're a regular person, you understand your bad meters can only go so far. When you're a Tardic person, your bad meters can destroy everything. When you're a central person, you know, we all know the stories. People don't control their tie of what happens to them. It'll be a regular person. Okay, he's a this, he's a that. Something happens. Rahman al-Islam. It's the same thing. Person can't control his kavod. He can't control his. His sin for people, can't control his akpada, can't control his akshanas, can't control whatever other bad meat, his gaiva, I can't. And the bigger you are, the harder you fall, and the bigger you fall, because more people listen to you, and you have more rayas, and more things, and more, you know, ein matzor l'rucha. They say I really am finishing this time, before the Muflix comes out. Just finish one mic. They would say there's some very big, tremendous baki. I wish to call it Tarku left and right, but they didn't understand the thing. They didn't know what to do with him because no one could talk to him. Anytime someone tried to bring a raya not like him, we bring five rayas like him, etc. There was nothing to do with him. So Yisrael Salanter one time took a young Eloi, you know, and he said, I want you to test the young Eloi. Right? So here's this tremendous buck. He didn't really understand so much. He wasn't alarmed in, but he knew all this stuff. And he's testing this young Eloi, 8-year-old, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, whatever. And the young Eloi showed him that he didn't understand a single thing because every riot that he brought, he was finally, his defenses were down. You understand? Usually when he speaks to someone, his defenses were up, so he'd always bring another truckload of proofs to himself. But here he's speaking to this young kid, so his defenses were down. So he had, you know, a real conversation and learning with him, and every proof that he brought, the kid destroyed him. Pasha took him apart. He realized after an hour or two they didn't really know anything. I'm saying, so you see, you could even be a big guy if you don't know anything, or you could have a bad meat that you know nothing. So, okay, Rabosai, that's what I wanted to say. It's an important thing. I think.